This week, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg seems as ubiquitous as the social network that he founded. Forbes magazine ranked him as the 35th wealthiest American with a net worth of $6.9 billion. Today, he appears on the Oprah Winfrey Show to announce a $100 million gift to public schools in Newark, New Jersey. And next week, a new movie, The Social Network, comes out depicting the creation of Facebook. NPR's David Folkenflik is wondering about the connection between these events.
Not to dismiss the importance of Zuckerberg's gift, and other reporters are covering that for us, but how better to change the subject than with a nine-figure philanthropic gesture? In the movie version of his life, Zuckerberg is portrayed as unscrupulous en route to his billions, and despite his service based on friending and likes, utterly unable to connect to others. Jesse Eisenberg plays Zuckerberg, here appealing to a friend.
I need you.
I'm here for you.
No, I need the algorithm used to rank chess players.
Are you okay?
We're ranking girls.
You mean other students?
Yeah.
You think this is such a good idea?
I need the algorithm.
All right.
I need the algorithm.
Showing up to talk on Oprah is Image Rehab 101, but it could misfire. Here's what happened when Leslie Stahl compared Zuckerberg to the founders of Google.
You seem to be replacing Larry and Sergey as the people out here who everyone's talking about. You're just staring at
me. Is that a question?
The real question is how much he'll be remembered as an online entrepreneur and philanthropist, and how much for the movie version of his rise. David Folkenflik, NPR News.